Seattle's Fry Art Museum recently opened a new exhibition. It's called Genius. That's a word we toss around. Genius. What does that really mean? KUOW's Marcy Silman set out to find the answer.
Many people say the man who wrote this was a genius. Well, maybe Mozart was a genius, but other music lovers have different ideas.
Yeah, I'm a guitarist, so I will throw out guitarists like Hendrix, Clapton, Dia. Those are not terribly hard calls on my part.
That's University of Washington professor David Montgomery. He says genius may be in the eye and the ear of the beholder.
It's an idea. It may not be a realization. And we could argue about anybody, except maybe Leonardo.
Leonardo da Vinci aside, Montgomery says there are some general parameters when it comes to defining genius.
The idea of genius is something that is sort of like, I think, meant to identify something out of the ordinary, unusually good in this case. Whether it's intelligence, whether it's creativity, whether it's originality, or the way I like to think about it, the confluence of all three.
And David Montgomery knows a thing or two about genius. In 2008, the MacArthur Foundation recognized him with one of its so-called Genius Awards for his work as a geomorphologist.
You literally get a phone call from someone you don't know who tells you that you've won, and you sort of go, really? Who put you up to this? Is this for real?
It was real. When he's not playing the guitar, David Montgomery studies what ancient floods have to tell us about the migrations of early humans. The MacArthur Award definitely boosted both his confidence and his credibility, but he still doesn't call himself a genius.
The word genius makes everybody uncomfortable.
That's Sean Nelson, the arts editor at Seattle's weekly newspaper, The Stranger. In 2003, The Stranger started handing out its own Genius Awards. The name was a tongue-in-cheek reference to the MacArthurs, but over the years, the award, conferred by past winners, has come to be more than a joke.
It hasn't launched many people onto the world stage, necessarily. It doesn't have that kind of prestige, but it's not just about The Stranger by any means. I think it's the imprimatur of local arts community kind of rallying around and deciding, wow, this person really deserves recognition.
Now more than a decade of stranger geniuses are on display at Seattle's Fry Art Museum, everything from ballet dancers to civic activists. The Fry itself won a Stranger Genius Award a few years ago, but even the curators have a hard time pinning down what that means. Fry Museum Director Joanne Bernie Dansker.
One of the key steps was looking at both Greek and Roman notions of the genius. And the genius is actually if we want to translate it in contemporary English, it would be like the spirit of a place and the spirit of the individual.
That's something Bernie Dansker believes we should celebrate. Over the next 3 months, the Fry will be given over to stranger geniuses to play music, dance, even hold community forums. Bernie Dansker says the ancient Romans believed geniuses were not just creative. They were also spiritual guardians, essential to the well-being of their communities.
And I believe passionately that if we let our artists go, and if they're forced to move out of the city and to move away, we're losing our identity.
Everywhere you look, you see stories in the media and just personal anecdotes about artists not being able to, frankly, pay their rent.
Stranger Arts editor Sean Nelson.
Artists not being able to, frankly, pay their rent and not being able to find ways of, I guess, really just being recognized, you know, as doing, not only doing good work in the here and now, but creating a body of work over time. I think that there is value in institutionalizing that to a degree. And, you know, if you have to call it genius, then so be it.
However you define it, the Fry Art Museum's celebration of genius runs through early January. And by the way, Sean Nelson's nomination for musical genius? Joni Mitchell. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Before. conquer me.